any questions? Find me. I'll be around. All right, so big show tonight, man. So I always ask at this every show, who is here? Who are newbies? Who is here? Who has never been here before? Except tonight. Wow. All right. Nice. Welcome. All right, we like to talk about what we do here. You might not know, we are a nonprofit organization, which means that ticket sales don't do it alone. And we rely on a lot of people, including our sponsor tonight, AEG. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. And there are two groups of people that we like to thank at every show who help us do what we do, which is bring over 300 nights of music to the stage every year. First of all, we would like to thank our members. If you are a member, thank you so much. If you became a member tonight, we also appreciate it. If it was just to buy a beer, no worries. We don't judge. But it is a huge part of what supports us, and we thank you so much. And it helps us do all sorts of things, like the renovations we have in the front, and we're going to be doing a lot more with the bathrooms, with the freight elevator, just making this experience the best for everybody who comes here and everyone who works here. Second group of people we like to thank is our volunteers. You might not know that most of the people here are here on a volunteer basis. Alright, so a couple show rules. First of all, if you have a cellular telephone, could you locate that, please, and turn it on, off? Turn it on, off. Turn it off, or on silent. Pictures are okay. You can take pictures with your cell phone, if it's cool. But turn off your flash now, please. No flashes. We will find you. Because it's a big flash. It's not hard. So, it's a lightning bolt, generally, with a no through it. I can't help you on Android. That's the iPhone. So, I assume it's similar. So, if you could do that right now, aces. Reminder, please. The stage should be clear of anything. It's not your table tonight. I'm sorry. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. All right, and let's see, I think that's about it. Are we, all right, big one tonight. Are we ready? All right, give it up for Family Screen!
All right. Well, we've just been kind of going around Michigan picking some tunes, that's all. Last night we played in Ionia, which is where I grew up, and it's really fun, man. I've been so busy lately, I haven't had much time to pick with Dad, and so this has just been great. Thank you all so much for coming.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton it's high. The old pappy's rich, and your mama's good looking. Don't you cry. she's gonna spread out them wings and take to the sky. Until that day, you better hush up your cry. Cause your mama and your daddy, honey, they stand in my heart.
Thank you.
I love it. I was standing by my window yesterday morning, without a thought of sorrows or of care, when I saw the postman coming up the pathway with such a happy face and jolly hair. I'll be waiting. And he said, good morning to you, Jack. But he little knew the sorrows that he brought me when he handed me the letter. Letter from I opened it, and this is what it read. Come home, my boy, your poor old father wants you. Come home, my boy, your dear old mother's dead.
Oh no! Good thing we're not sitting on the couch.
We'll be gone.
Yeah. Kind of feels like we are, though. Yeah. This is what it sounded like in my living room when I was growing up. Maybe not quite. I think back then.
Yeah.
I was just like learning all this stuff.
Yep. I'm glad I showed you how to
keep it going. I'll kick off your old block.
Me too, man.
I remember specific moments growing up when, you would call me across the house, like, you know, Boomer, get in here. And I'd come across the house and go into his room, and he's like, sit down right there. And I'm like, fuck what I do. He's like, this is David Grisman, man. You need to know this. I remember I was about 7 years old when you did that, specifically with the first Black Sabbath album.
Yes,
I scared the shit out of me.
I wanted to hear the difference.
But among all the stuff I sort of hijacked from his record and CD collection
was this
great recordings of Bill Monroe and Doc Watson from way back in the day. And those recordings
I
cherish.
Some of them back. Just some of them.
You know, when this was like probably middle school and high school was when the iPods and stuff first came out, you know, and I didn't have a computer, but I had the iPod, and I brought all these bluegrass CDs over to Benji's house.
Yeah.
And was like, man, can you get these from these CDs onto your computer, onto this iPod? And he made it happen, and all of a sudden, all summer long, I had these amazing songs to listen to, a whole collection of it, and I just wore that stuff out on the bus ride to school and everything. But this is one of the tunes that was on that Bill and Doc recording. It's called What Would You Give in Exchange for Your Soul? I think it was originally done by Bill and Charlie Monroe.
Brother, afar from the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that decay. Oh, if today God should call you, what would you give
in exchange No matter where I ramble, no matter. to come home.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Papa said, Willie, don't you rattle. Way downtown, just fooling around. Took me to the gym. It's old me, it's old my. Ain't no one to go my big armchair, waiting on this old guitar, and the other one around my ear. Way downtown, just fooling around, took me to the jail. I brought nothing with me to this old world, ain't taking nothing to my grave. Way downtown, just fooling around, took me to the jail. It's old me, it's old my, ain't no one to know my baby.
Thank you. great hearts hovering in my head.
It's been a kind of a trip playing for folks so polite as yourselves. I'm so well behaved. I don't hear anybody sneaking any whippets in the back. Oh, that's what that is. It's not people telling other people to be quiet. Whenever we used to go over to Grandma's house, this was one that she just... If we pulled out our guitars, we played this song if we were there.
Yes,
and
definitely.
We had to play this song before we left.
Grandma!
There's a little white church in the valley that's painted in my memories each day. And I know I can hear the bells ring, though I am many miles away. And many times on Sunday morning, the whole countryside would gather there. They would all kneel down by the altar as they lifted up their voice to prayer. Church in the valley, little white church is a place I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes I'm so sad and lonely, for the little white church in the songs of rock of ages, and Christ let me hide myself in thee, and I know some of them are now waiting just over the dark and stormy seas, and I know their troubles are all ended, happy together they will be, they are waiting and watching up yonder for the coming home of you and me. Oh, the church in the valley, little white church is a place I love so well. Now I'm sad and lonely, yes I'm sad and lonely, oh, the little white church in the valley. Oh, I'm sad and lonely, yes I'm sad and lonely, oh, the little white church. My heart.
pray for a love like I have for you. No, I'm not living, I only exist. How much longer can I go on like this? You broke my heart and tortured my mind. I've lost you, darling. You're long gone this time. I've lost you, darling. You're long gone this time.
Thank you, folks.
Gee, I wish that. Well, I woke up this morning with the cold Chicago winds. Threw my newspaper blanket on my back. And I dreamed about a southbound railroad track. I could almost hear the crickets in the sleepy cotton field as Daddy drove the wagon to the gym. But today I'd give a fortune for 25 cents. Wished I was a country boy. Let me ride on the southbound. Hey, back to where I came from. I don't care just where I've been. Let me ride on the southbound. Hey, putting me off somewhere near of a mansion on the hill, and the payment for tonight came here to end. I got nothing but the roaches running across my windowsill. Thought I wish I was a country boy. Somewhere near Birmingham.
Took my sweetheart with her too.
Well, it's really hard to explain, but this is just incredibly special. I mean, this is the dude that taught me everything I know, not including just the guitar stuff, but especially taught me a lot about music, and I developed a great appreciation for people like Bill Monroe and Doc Watson.
I'm very proud.
And yeah.
I'm proud and honored to play this, Tommy.
Likewise, man.
Thank you very much. Tonight, the tide of loneliness is on my windowsill. Now I can't find the words to just say how I feel. So I think I'll paint a picture of the girl that I once knew. And I think I'll call my picture a portrait called the Blues. Falling rain will be my teardrops. Blue skies, the way I feel. When she sees it in the picture, she'll know my love was real. And among the solemn purdies will be a master's piece of art. When she sees it, it was painted of my
Gang.
Anytime I sing a Bob Dylan song, I fuck up the words. I wonder why that is. Bob.
Open it
look for my friends, but I never could find them. I found they were all plain strangers to me.
I was driving down a lonely road one dark and stormy night, when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped and she got in back, and then a shaky tone, she said, "My name is Mary. Please won't you take me home?" She must have been all frightened along there in the line. There was something strange about her. Her face was deathly white. Now she sat so pale and silent in the back seat all alone. I never will forget the night I took Mary home. I pulled into the driveway where she told me to go. I got out to say about her and opened up the door. I just could not believe my eyes. the back seat, it was bare. I looked all around the car, but Mary wasn't there. A light shone from the porch. The lady opened up the doors. I asked her about the little girl that I was looking for. In sadness, she gently smiled and brushed the tears away. She said it sure was nice of you to go out of your way. But 13 years ago tonight, in a wreck just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and oh, we miss her so. Oh, thank you for your troubles and the kindness you have shown. You're the 13th one that's been here bringing Mary home.
Thank you folks so much for hanging out with us. And wow, this has just been an amazing, really beautiful experience. And you know, it's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, just to play more with you. And you know, I've been on the road so much with the band that I've just been kind of busy as hell and hardly even get the time to visit, let alone pick a bunch. You know?
The life.
And thank all of you. You know, we wouldn't be here without you guys. So.
Thank you.
one more whipping.
Someone still bars love on my mind.
Kingdom.